And, yes, as I discovered when I met Bully Lanier in Paris, he was thinking just a little of Mark Twain.
Yes, exactly.
Were you thinking of Huckleberry Finn?
Yes, I tell it in French?
Yes,
because
please,
my English is not good enough. Oui, je me suis replongé dans les lectures de Mark Twain avant le tournage, et je pense que plus que des films...
Yes, I was inspired by Huckleberry Finn, and I had I reread Mark Twain before the shoot. And in fact, the film was more inspired by literature than by other films. And when it came to the story of teenagers, when I'd read it as a young man, I had always read a book with images, engravings, so there were pictures of the Mississippi and of the wooden hut, and that was the decor for the film.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's very sweet to see this tribute to Huckleberry. Not many people of the new generation remember him or read him.
Unfortunately, yes, because yeah. I think it's really a modern, c'est un roman très moderne.
Yes, it's actually a very modern book, and you have all the ingredients of the adventure story in it, and 150 years later, it's still very modern, the actual writing and the style, a modern adventure story.
Yeah, but Huckleberry Finn was also an adventure story, a rite of passage growing up, but also a commentary on the Mississippi of the times. You know, it was a kind of, in the encounters they had, it was a commentary on the world then in Mississippi. Do you think yours is also about the society, or just about these three in their countryside, in their universe?
Non, ça parle de la société.
Yes, I would say it does talk about today's society. Even though it's a tale, it's a film about a story, it's not particularly about society, and it's seen through landscape and music. But there is a subtext, which is that these children have been abandoned by their mother, there's no parental authority, and they find themselves alone. And I think that it's very contemporary in that sense, because teenagers are very often left to their own devices.
Mm. This is true. This is true. And there's a series of little shocks emotionally because of this in this film, even though on the surface, you know, the children aren't too often panicking, you know. But so many of the people they meet are brutal, so
yes,
brutal.
Quite all of them, yes.
Well, no, except for the woman and her daughter.
Woman, yes. Mm. Les personnages, c'est comme dans un conte.
Yes, there are a lot of brutal people in this film. It's like a fairy tale where you have the three boys, the three children lost in the woods, no parents, and they come across a lot of very nasty people. Angel is the wolf. Marthe Keller is the fairy, Boeuf is the miser, and his wife is the witch. So that it's like the characters in a fairy tale that they meet along the way.
And of course the woods are the place for the fairy tales of this kind. Yeah, yeah. You make a marvellous use of faces. It's very good close-up study of faces in this film. For example, when children are selling the furniture in their house, and the face of the guy it's not Beef, it's
Angel.
Yeah, is quite
terrific.
Yeah, terrifying. Mm. Yeah, so you must have looked very hard to find these faces, no?
Look at my face. I'm not a normal people. And my friends are not normal. Je pense que j'aime bien. J'ai vraiment bien.
Yes, well, I rather like people with unusual faces, strange faces. I have a lot of friends who are very interesting looking. And I always like people like that, with a distinctive look. But in my film, there's not a lot of talk, like in a lot of French films. So the faces are very important because they express so much.
Why the giants? Is this a reference to another fairy tale?
It could be a name of a fairy tale, but les géants parce que je pour moi, les...
Yes, well, there's a bit of a paradox here because you have these little children who are both fragile and yet very sure of themselves. And the three of them take the decision not to stay with the fairy because they are this person even more fragile than they are. And they take this very noble decision, I think, to go off on their own, and they become not just adult by doing that, but giants.
Yes. I thought it was that, but I wondered if I'd missed another reference.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. There are some very droll scenes. I love the one where they try the hair dye. Can you remember the moment in your life as a teenager when you had to take some responsibility faced with a decision like that, when the adults were missing, perhaps?
I was a teenager since 6 months. I'm just a man since a few months, since I make this movie.
Master.
Now.
He said he's only just become adult in the last 6 months. He's been a teenager up till now.
That's too easy.
But he said nowadays... teenage starts very early and ends very late. It goes on for a very long time, perhaps not as long as it has for Willie. But he only feels now that he's become responsible.
Okay, okay. You were never abandoned?
No, I never. No, I had parents. Mes parents étaient vraiment very close of me. Very close. They was full of love, and my sister too. So it's not the same as in the movie. But when I was very young, I went away, so like in a movie, through the nature. So, voilà, je suis parti beaucoup.
I left home very early, went off by myself and wandered like that. So there is a resemblance.
Yeah. Yeah. How did you find the boys?
C'était le gros challenge du film reposait sur le casting.
Well, I saw an awful lot of teenagers, and I advertised in the press for people to come and take auditions. And a lot of kids today want to be in films, but not many of them can act. So I found the two brothers, first of all, and then I needed to find the third actor who would fit in very well with them because they're very close, and he had to be someone who really fitted in, and I found him after.
What qualities were you looking for in these children, in these teenagers?
They must be actors. I don't know. I cannot explain it, but they just must be actors. They must be. They have to play. It's not. Tout le monde ne sait pas le faire. Il y a quelque chose qui ne s'explique pas.
Well, first of all, they have to be able to act, and not everyone can. And then there's something about how they are on camera, how they look at the camera, and when I give them instructions, tell them what to do, they've got to be able to understand exactly what I mean immediately. So all these three were capable of that, and now they're all getting on very well with their career.
So they've all become they've gone on to do other performances.
Yes.
They've become professionals.
Yes. I hope so. I think they are going too now. Yes.
Because it struck me, thinking about your film, that it's probably the most difficult age, unless someone has had training, to become an actor, because in adolescence, particularly the early years of adolescence, so many of us are so self-conscious. You know, we are shy, we are self-conscious, we are apprehensive about how others will look at us. It's very hard to find this quality of composure which will make them open to what you want.
Mais je suis d'accord avec vous à tel point que, en fait, quand j'ai commencé le casting...
Yes, I agree. When we started the audition, the auditions, it was in February, and the film was to be made in the summer. So we'd found some children, and then when we did the first tests in June, one of the boys had grown up so much and his voice had changed that I actually had to replace him, and it was very hard for me to tell him, because, you know, he was looking forward to making the film, that we had to replace him. So just 3 weeks before we started shooting, because we couldn't change the dates, I was lucky enough to find the third boy who really got on well with the others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The river and the forest are very important in this film. Why did you want, I mean, apart from Huckleberry Finn and the origins, but why did you want to make it a rural film?
D'abord pour ne pas, je pense que si j'avais fait le film en ville.
Well, if I had made the film in a city, for example, I would have had to explain too many things, because you would have to explain about the neighbours and the school and the police and all of those things that might have intervened. Whereas just making it in the country, I could have a pure adventure film and something very beautiful at the same time. And I myself am from the country, and I like the idea of confronting man with nature. I used to do this myself when I was young. There's something mystical about it. And also, it was wonderful just filming in on the river, in the forest. It made me think of a lot of American films in nature.
Such as?
Comment?
Comme tel, quel film américain, par exemple, dans la nature?
Deliverance.
Deliverance.
Et je me disais, waouh, enfin.